You're listening to the Agony Column News Report, trashotron.com/agony. Not too long ago, reporter and author Eric Weiner found himself in a hospital. In this reading from his new book, Man Seeks God, My Flirtations with the Divine, he reveals his inspiration.
I was shivering, partly from the cold, mostly from fear. Is it cancer? Something worse? What, I wondered, is worse than cancer? There must be something worse than cancer. I was pondering what this might be when a nurse walked in. She leaned over to draw blood and must have smelled my fear because she paused, maneuvered close to my ear, and said, slowly and clearly, words I will never forget, "Have you found your God yet?"
It's a call to arms for Weiner and great news for readers. Weiner's subsequent search for his place in 8 different religions is consistently entertaining as it manages to be both humorous and generous.
I made a conscious effort to find at the core what makes these good and worthwhile. What is there here for me and what is there here for all of us?
The plan that unfolds in Man Seeks God is straightforward. Weiner discovered nearly 10,000 active religions in the world today. From those, he chose 8 in which he would try to immerse himself so that he could achieve what he would feel from within to be a genuine religious experience. He made sure that his spiritual quests would include plenty of travel to colorful locales.
People said to me, well, do you really need to travel to find God and to find a spiritual path? Can't you do it all in your living room? Well, yeah, I suppose you could, because ultimately this is an inward journey, right? But for me, the path to the inward is through the outward, and it's traveling. You know, I'm not the first person to travel many thousands of miles to find something inside themselves. It shakes us up, disorients us in a good way. When we stay home, we're so fixed and stuck that we're not able to see things as clearly as we can when we're a bit out of our element.
Man Seeks God offers more than just spiritual sightseeing. Weiner met a gallery of great characters who have embarked on similar journeys. For example, Wayne.
Buddha, Muhammad, and Jesus are in good company with Wayne because he is a great man. I was looking for a wizened Tibetan Lama to teach me meditation in Kathmandu. I mean, I'm going to fly all that way, you know. I want the real thing. That's what I was thinking. But I couldn't find any. And someone finally said to me, look, you should really work with Wayne. I'm like, well, which part of Tibet is Wayne from? And they said, oh, the Staten Island part. He speaks my language, East Coast liberal Jewish language. So when we're sitting on his roof attempting to meditate, well, he's meditating, I'm attempting, he has some idea of the real craziness going on inside my head, because it was not that long ago going on inside his head, too. And these people can act as translators, and I find them just invaluable when you're out there.
Front and center are the religions and the places Weiner goes to find them. Man Seeks God is a kind of religious travel guide. Not only does Weiner take us to different physical locations, he also takes us into different philosophical mindsets of the people he meets.
People are living proof that these religions can work. And because these people are imperfect, like me, I can relate to them. And I realized that if they are getting something out of these religions, if it's working for them and they're not saints, well, it might work for me and the rest of us as well.
Wherever Weiner takes you, he will make you laugh and make you think. In Man Seeks God, Eric Weiner goes looking for religion. Readers are likely to find something even more valuable, a trusted, smart friend who will make you laugh. For KUSP, I'm Rick Kleffel. Find out more at agonycolumn.com. You're listening to the Agony Column News Report, trashotron.com/agony.